I can assure you I mean you no harm.
Who are you?
Who? Who is but the form following the function of what, and what I am is a man in a mask.
Well, I can see that.
Of course you can. I'm not questioning your powers of observation. I'm merely remarking upon the paradox of asking a masked man who he is.
Oh, right.
But on this most auspicious of nights, permit me then, in lieu of the more commonplace sobriquet, to suggest the character of this dramatis persona. Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the vox populi, now vacant, vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta held as a votive, not in vain, for the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious swaz of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
Are you like a crazy person?
Everybody. Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Derek H. You are listening to Dead Pixel Live, DPL. This is the power ranking edition of DPL. This is where we do things like count down the shows. Not count down the shows. Where does that come from? Count down the top consoles. That's what we do. We count down the top consoles of the week. How do we get the top consoles? That's a good question. We get it by using the zeitgeist. Zeitgeist is what people are talking about, what the streets are saying. We go by forums and Twitteries and Facebook posts and whispers in secret. That's what we go by. And for that, we get a top 10 or so consoles, and we do that every week. You can call into the show. This is an interactive show. This is a social show. This is a public show. You can call in anytime by going to Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Or you can go to allgames.com/live, L-I-V-E, allgames.com/live. There you will find the entryway to the All Games chat room, the mighty, mighty All Games chat room. It's been there for 20 years. It will be there for 25 more. If that's too much, derek@allgames.com is an email address where you can email things to. If you don't know how to use email, I can't help you. Twitter, All Games Radio on Twitter, All Games Radio on Facebook. There you go. That's good enough. That's all you guys need to know. I'm not. If that is too little, too few ways for you to contact us, then that's up. That's on you. If it's too many, then that's on you. Here, I don't see anybody in chat doing this. Usually, somebody in chat changes the topic, but that's not happening. So I'm gonna have to do it. Let me see. On air. Let's call the show Dead Pixel Live. PR. And then put a little one of those. L-I-V-E. There you go. Boom. Done. Now. Today. I don't know. Oh, wait. Somebody's calling. Hold on. Oh, damn it. I missed it. Hold on. Let me see if I can get him back. Hold on. Hello, caller.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Who is this?
My name's Oscar. I've been listening for a long time. called many times too.
Why are you whispering for?
Am I? Yeah, my mic might just be low. I could turn it up.
No, you don't do nothing. I'll do stuff on the side.
This is the same
volume
I use when I do the show, so I don't know. I should sound exactly how I do on Fantastic Forum.
Yeah, you're good. It's on my side. You did nothing wrong. I did something wrong. So why'd you call him today, Oscar? Is it because that you have called into the past and you want to call in again? Is there something that you want to get off your chest? Is there a query you have? Or is there a comment that you need to make? Is there some information you want to spread out to the universe?
I like talking to you, and I heard you were feeling stressed out, so I wanted to make sure you were doing okay.
I will tell everybody the story that I am going through right now. And also, this is something hit me yesterday, I believe. And I'm hoping that I'm wrong, but I think I am correct. Last week sometime, not Sunday. That's a lie. I wanted to make myself sound better by saying Sunday. It wasn't Sunday. Probably like last Tuesday or so. My medication ran out. I took the last of my labetalol pills. That is a blood pressure medication that keeps my blood pressure down. I take a bunch of pills to keep my blood pressure down. Labetalol is only one of them. But labetalol, I'm guessing, is pretty important because that one I take three times a day. 300
These are milligrams. Your don't-die pills, right?
My don't-die pills, yeah. I ran out. And so, but I still have lisinopril. I still have I was taking just the lisinopril. And I was feeling okay. But then that didn't mean anything because just because you're feeling okay doesn't mean that your blood pressure's not going up. So I was like, I got to go get to the doctor to get some new pills. The doctor who prescribed them, who is a very smart man, he is in high demand. And I know from past experience that if I call to get an appointment, it won't be tomorrow. It'll be months and months from now. So I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'll go to a doc in a box. I've done that before. That's where I was going for a few years. So I went to the local, I decided on Monday to go to the doc in a box, which I did. Was it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday, because Sunday was WrestleMania. But Monday, I went to the doctor box. After work, I was at work. A bunch of goofy work stuff happened. And I was like, okay, now let me go to the doctor box. I went to the doctor box and signed in. They have a extremely simple sign-in signing system, but it is overly it is so simple that it's overly complicated. Where it should just be, you go in, you type in your name onto a computer, and you type in your birthday. But no, instead, you type in your name, and then it does something else, and you have to scroll this and scroll that. And so the lady came up and said, "Sir, are you okay? Or do you need assistance?" I was like, it's pretty simple. Just put your name in. I'm pretty sure I got it, but okay. And so I put my name in, and she went back, and she said, "Have you been here before?" I was like, "Yes, I have." She said, "Okay. Can't find you in the system, so I need you to fill this stuff out." I was like, "Okay." Now, I am there for one reason and one reason only, to say I have high blood pressure. I've had high blood pressure for a while. I take medication. The medication has run out. I would like a refill on those. I would like a prescription so I can go refill the medicine. That's it. I thought it was in and out 2 minutes. She comes in and she's like, before that even happens though, I'm outside reading Sports Illustrated thinking it's going to be waiting to go in. She comes out and said, okay, your copay is going to be $90. And I was like, wow, that's kind of high. She's like, yeah, it is. And I was like, gotta do what you gotta do. I got no choice, so here's my credit card. $90 gone. Just like that.
How much is normally your copay?
I thought it was going to be like $20, $25.
Like, is that what your regular doctor charges?
Yes. Yes. And then, so I was like, okay, so gave her the credit card. She went and brought my receipt back. She said, okay, come to the back. I went to the back, and they sat me down and said, why are you here? Like, what brings you in? I was like, I have high blood pressure. My medication, I'm out of medication. So I came in so you guys could give me a new prescription. So I'm going to get some more. And she's like, huh. And then she took my blood pressure. She's like, well, your blood pressure is very high. I was like, okay. It's like, no, your blood pressure is very high. I was like, uh-huh. So that's why I'm here. There's medication. They said, we don't prescribe medication here. I was like, what? So yes, we're in urgent care. We don't prescribe medicine here. I was like, I could have swore that I've come here before to get medication. Like, well, no, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do for you here.
It could have been worse. When the doctor says we don't prescribe medication, they you leave with a candle.
You can see that you're gonna have to go to the only place you can go to for this is the emergency room because your blood pressure is so high it needs to come down gradually, and they're the only people that have the medication. They can give you the prescription there. And I was like, so I have to go to the emergency room? She's like, yes. I was like, okay. It's like, okay, we'll call and let them know you're on your way. I was like, okay. So, do you have anybody take care? You're going to be like, no, I got it. I can drive in there. So I got in the car, and I drove down to the emergency room. Went in and said, the people at the dock in the box said they called ahead. She's like, yes, please sit down. And we'll have somebody come out. And somebody came out. Like, I sat down right there at the desk, and somebody came out and put a cuff on my arm and said, I'm going to, not handcuff, you know, like a blood pressure cuff. And I was like, yeah, I have high blood pressure, so I need medication. And they said you guys could prescribe the medication. My prescription just ran out. She's like, okay. And she said, da-da-da-da-da. The guy's like, can you come into this room here? We need to hook you up to an EKG. I was like, what, EKG? Yeah, to make sure you're not having a heart attack. I was like, I just need a prescription. Like, no, this is one time we had a girl come in, and she was a really young girl, and she was saying she had a stomach ache, and it turned out she was having a heart attack. So we just for everybody. I was like, really? Because I don't think you do, but okay. So hooked me up to an EKG and said, okay, you're not having a heart attack. I was like, okay. Now please go out and wait. And then I went out, back out, and waited. All this time I'm thinking, okay, now somebody's going to come out with either a couple of pills or a prescription or whatever. And I went to another room. And they're like, what can we do for you? I was like, I have high blood pressure. My prescription ran out. I came to get my prescription refills. So they're like, okay, here, just fill this out. And I filled a bunch of things up. So sign here, and sign here to say that we can treat you. And I was like, boom, 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 boom. And handed it back to her. And she's like, okay. And I was like, I was waiting for her to hand me a prescription. She was like, please go back and wait. We'll be right with you. And I was like, okay. And I went back out and I waited. About 2 minutes later, nurse came out and says, please follow me. I think they're going to follow her back to get my prescription. I followed back to the emergency room. They're like, she sat me on the bed and said, okay, I need you to put on this gown. Take off your shirt and put on this gown. And I was like, I'm just here for prescriptions. Oh, no. Everybody has to do this. It's standard. I'm like, okay. So I did that. And a guy came, and next thing you know, he said, I'm going to hook you up to an IV. And I was like, what? Yeah, that's how we're going to give you the medicine, through an IV. And I was like, really? I just need a couple of pills. Hooked me up to the IV, and took my blood pressure again. Like, you have really high blood pressure. I was like, yeah, that's why I'm hoping you guys are going to give me the medication. Like, well, no, you can stroke out at any minute. I was like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I just need the medication. Just try to calm down and try to relax, and we'll be right back with you. Now it's been like an hour, and I'm just sitting there like, what's going on? And then they come back again. They have a one small pill. Now, like I said before, I used to take three pills three times a day, 100 milligrams each. So 300 milligrams three times a day. They come back with one pill, like about a quarter of the size of one of my regular pills. And they're like, take this. It's a cuckoo boo boo, whatever it's called. And I'm thinking, oh, this must be like a super concentrated pill or something. They must have the good stuff here, because this ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to tell you that right now. So I took it, and they're like, yeah, your blood pressure's not going down. I was like, I could have told you that. Like, well, just relax, and the doctor will be here soon. Another hour goes by, and they come back and say, your blood pressure is still not going down. And I was like, well, are you guys going to give me the medication? Or I was like, well, we're going to see what happens, see if we can get that blood pressure to go down. And I was like, it's like they're not hearing themselves at this point. I'm like, they obviously don't hear me anymore, but they're not hearing themselves, because they're like, you have high blood pressure. We're going to try to get your blood pressure go down by doing nothing. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. And then the doctor came like another hour has gone by. Now it's 3 hours. Another hour has gone by. The doctor finally comes and says, oh, looks like your blood pressure is spiking. At this point, I'm just like, I'm getting kind of done. I'm like, I'm over it at this point. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to have medication. Well, you got to keep taking that medication. You have to take it every day, or else it goes right back up. And I was like, yes, that's why I'm here. Like, I'm here to get the medication. Because to me, it's like people are accusing me of not taking the medication, when the whole reason I'm here is because I'm supposed to take the medication, trying to get the medicine I'm supposed to take. And everybody's like, you got to take this medicine. I was like, yes, please give me the medicine. Ugh, you got to take the medicine. Yes, please give me the medicine. So he's like, okay, well, you can't go a day without. I was like, yeah, I know. He's like, okay, I'll be right back. I dozed off at this point. And I wake back up. I wake back up. And now I've been there for 4.5 hours. And then 5 hours. 5 hours, the lady comes by, gives me another pill. Like, oh, finally the pills. Nope, it's one small pill again. One small. I was like, it's the same one they gave me before. I'm guessing it's not going to do nothing. And guess what? Did nothing. At one point, my blood pressure, if you don't know, everybody's blood pressure is supposed to be something like 120 over 80. My blood pressure at one point was up to 219 over 143, which is not good. That's a very high blood pressure. That used to be my normal blood pressure, but now my normal blood pressure is in the 140s or so. But 219 is high, even for me. And now it was for all day long, because me, if I'm like super calm, which I was during this whole time, it was like right around 180, 175. All day. Didn't change. 180, 175. That's it. 180 or 170. 175 or 100, or 180 over 101, something like that. And it came out, oh. Every time they would come in, they were like, ugh, it's not going down. And I was like, ugh. Ugh. So then 6 hours has gone by. And during this time, there's a lady beside me. Like, people have been cycled in and out and in and out and in and out beside me. I'm still here, but there's a lady beside me who's like a elderly woman, and her grown daughter is there with her. Like, her daughter's probably like 50 or 60 years old. And the daughter is obviously just done, you know? She's like, I'm kind of tired of taking care of this old lady. Because, like, the doctor's like, was it a nurse? I think it was a nurse that came by and said, okay, so we're going to, okay, miss, we're going to take you to the next, to the room for your procedure. Now, we're going to have you fill out a DNR, that's a do not resuscitate, so that you, we're going to make sure you understand, if something goes wrong, you don't want us to take any heroic efforts to prolong your life. The old lady was like, yes. And I was sitting there, I was like, that lady just said, please kill me. Like, is that what I just heard? Like, I think that's kind of what I heard. And then the daughter, like, after the daughter's signing, the daughter was like, okay, I'm going to go to the cafeteria to get something to eat. They're like, what the fuck?
Well, the good thing is it'll take days for them to actually get to the killing her.
Oh, yeah, she's probably in there, still in there right now, just waiting for them to unplug it. What's that beeping sound? That long beat that's been on? Ah, we'll get to unplugging it later.
I like that they all tell you need to take your medicine, but nobody gives you the medicine.
Yeah. And then there was one lady, another lady was like saying, nurse, but she was saying in a real heavy accent, nurse, nurse, nurse. And then the nurse finally came and said, yes, can I help you? He's like, I need a bedpan. And the nurse says, okay, we'll be right with you. I was like, I'm thinking, look, she's been asking for a nurse for a few minutes, so that bedpan need is like at this point, it's not really a want, it's a must, because she's been asking for it for a while. And then the bedpan comes, and I'm sitting there listening to this lady fill up a bedpan in a bunch of different ways, and I'm like, this is not helping me, my blood pressure go down. Like, I don't know. And then another guy comes in, and he's like, I can feel my guts move around in my stomach. I can move them around with my hand. If I move it like this, I can move. I was like, oh, I don't want to hear. And also, the doctor said there's a hole in my stomach. He's telling this all to the nurse. There's a hole in my stomach, and I can move my guts to the other side like this. I'm like, oh, why am I in here? I just want a pill. That I just needed a prescription. Just click the refill button on my old prescription. You know, click the little refill box to get me out of here. 6 hours later, they finally come and say, okay, we're gonna discharge you with the prescription. Now, usually I have five different medications I take. Three of them are for blood pressure. They gave me a prescription for one of them. I gave them a list of all of them. Because a doctor came and says, so what are you taking? And I was like, I said, this. And he's like, well, how much of this? I was like, not sure off the top of my head. He's like, well, how am I supposed to prescribe something if I don't know how much you're taking? And I was like, got it on my phone. So I brought it up. There's a list of all my medications there and how much and how often and when I take it. He's like, oh, this is a cool app. What kind of app is this? It's Walgreens. It's an app from Walgreens to keep track of stuff. No big deal. How does a doctor not know there's an app to keep track of Medicaid? Like, what? You're a doctor. But so they know exactly what I'm supposed to be taking. Also, this is where I had my stroke last year. So they know me. Oh, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. They give me a prescription for one other medicines. And then they're like, okay, you're done. Follow the yellow feet, and that will take you out. And I was like, okay. So I follow the yellow feet on the ground. They're like little yellow feet on the ground. So I follow them to the ground. And I just look, I walk, 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 walk. And the feet end right at the pay window. And I was like, you son of a bitch. Like these feet don't lead me out. These feet lead me to the cashier. So I'm like, okay. So I'm at the cashier, and she's like, your insurance emergency room copay visit is $90. And I was like, here you go. Here's another $90 for not doing nothing for 6 hours. And that's what I also realized that's why my first visit was $90 in the morning, because that's an urgent care. And I guess my insurance sees that as like an emergency room instead of a regular doctor's visit. So it's like I went to two different emergency rooms, both of which did absolutely nothing for me. And there you go. That's my day. That was my Monday.
Sounds like it was eventful.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't eventful.
Do you at least have your pills?
I have one of the three different pills I'm supposed to have. I have the labetalol, and I still have a lisinopril left over, so I don't have any amlodipine.
So next week you have to go back to the emergency room and go through this all over again.
No, the next day I called in, because at this point it's like 7 o'clock at night or whatever. So the next day I call the doctor that prescribed me in the beginning, the good doctor. But like I said, I called him up and they're like, oh, the first opening is June 1st at noon. And I was like, okay, give me that. But in the meantime, just want to let you know, I don't have any medicine, so I'm not sure if I'm going to make it till June. I think I was like, and like, oh, just go down to Walmart. Just have the pharmacist fax us. When you go in for a refill, and when it doesn't go through, have the pharmacist fax it to us, and then we'll see if the doctor can, like, approve it. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure Walgreens is not going to do that, but I'll try. So that's what I got to do. There you go. And then the doctor, other doctor was like, as he was giving me my last, my partial prescription thing, he was like, take it easy for the next few days. Try to relax and stay calm. And so the next day, I was like, I'm taking a day off of work. I called into work. The first thing in the morning, I called into work. And I was like, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop. I was like, hey, it's Derek. And like, I'm calling, and they're like, oh, Derek, good to have your phone. Before you say anything, can you do this, this, and this? I was like, yeah, sure. I'll go ahead and do that stuff. Also, I was calling in and let you know that the doctor said I should not do any work today, and I was calling in like to take the day off. Oh, okay. But thanks for doing that stuff first. I'm like, okay. So I did that stuff, and then I went and lay down. And then the next, a few hours later, the phone rings again, and it's the boss lady, and she's like, oh, I hear that you aren't feeling well. And I was like, yeah, the doctor told me to take the day off, so I took the day off. She was like, oh, that's good. Yeah, make sure that you're okay so you can take the day off. By the way, can you do this, this, and this, and then call me back? I was like, yeah, sure.
On the bright side, this was a new doctor that told you to take a few days off, right?
Yes, and I basically took a half day off.
They don't know that the high blood pressure, that's your normal state.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Just, like, if I went there with that blood pressure, I'd still be there with an IV.
I was, that's another thing about the normal state thing. Like, over the past week or so, I've been doing more stuff, when I ran out of labetalol, and was like on lesser blood pressure medication. Like, look, I started writing a game again. I'm writing You Will Die 2 now. I did more work on my book. I did work on a website. I don't know if you guys noticed, but that is when the Amazon affiliate popped up on the website. Real quick, if you are going to buy anything from Amazon.com, please go to allgames.com first and click on our Amazon banner. It costs you nothing. It helps us tremendously. Please do that. Some of you have already taken advantage of it. I want to thank you very much. If you haven't and you're going to buy anything from Amazon, please just go to allgames.com and click on it. It's one extra click. That's all. And you can help allgames.com. But that's when I put that up.
The easiest way to pre-order your Batman v Superman.
Yes. If you want to buy Star Wars, or if you want to pre-order something, look, that's how you do it. Amazon.com and have it right to you. But I was doing all that stuff, and I didn't think twice about it, because that's usually I'm doing a lot of stuff, I think, in my head. And then, past few days, I've been back to my normal amount of medication. I haven't been doing a goddamn thing. I have no desire. Like, the game, like, You Will Die. Like, Sunday, I was like, look, I could probably knock this sucker out in a couple of weeks. Like, I'm doing this, this, and this. I haven't even, look, it's right here. There it is. Like, I'm looking at it right there. There's the files for it. Like, I haven't touched it. The book, and so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking my don't die pills are also dumb pills. I think they make me dumber.
Because well, it's probably less blood going to your brain.
Yeah. That's not good. So I have to make a choice over whether I want to lead a slightly longer yet dumber life, which is me right now. This is dumb me you guys are talking to. Or do I lower my medication or get less medication? And then old Derek, who does a bunch of stuff, comes back.
Some of the happiest people I know are dumb.
Yeah, look, I have never been happy a day in my life. So me being dumb or me being not dumb, I don't think it'll change my rate of happiness.
It's the reason I started drinking. I wanted to be like the people I know that are dumb. And you know what? Much happier life.
I actually tried drinking too. I bought I went over to Redmond's house to watch a WrestleMania. Excellent time. If you ever want to watch anything, please try to get Redmond Carlipio to invite you over to his house to do it, because it is a lot better over there.
He's getting gourmet with the food he's offering too, man. I've been seeing some of the posts. I remember the days when it was just, hey, we ordered some pizzas and have some beers, and now he's making like some sort of chicken barbecue thing.
Look, his beautiful wife, Kelly Carlipio, she is a master whiz at everything she does, and so I'm guessing that when she touches that stove, a gourmet food comes out the other end. It is incredible. I did not eat any of it, though, because I see myself as a big old fatso, so when I go over there, I just basically sit in a chair and try not to move for the entire time. But I forgot what I was going to say. What was I talking about that? I don't know.
Because you were talking about drinking alcohol?
Oh. I brought them as my, like, my thank you gift for having me over. I usually bring some form of whiskey or bourbon or scotch or something, or tequila, and give it to them. And this time, I gave them that. And I also, for myself, I bought a bunch of stuff. I got some Maker's Mark. I got some rum, some gin. I got vodka. I don't know if this is good stuff or not. Here, let me, what else do I have? What do I have in here? You know about alcohol. Tell me if this is good stuff. Okay. Bacardi Gold.
That's good rum, yeah.
Espolon Tequila Blanco.
Never heard of that.
Cortista Platinum Vodka.
Sounds familiar. I think you're just pronouncing it wrong.
Rortista? No, I think it's K. K-H-O-R-T-Y-T-S-A.
Right. That's middle of the road.
And then, of course, whatever the green gin stuff is. But I got that stuff.
Tanqueray,
yeah. And I drank it. I would drink some. I was like, I don't know if I'm drunk or not, but I don't feel any different. So I don't know if this. I don't know if it works or not.
Well, if I mean, for you, you really just need a couple of drinks, and it'll just relax you. It'll actually lower your blood pressure. So you don't want to get drunk necessarily, because actually being drunk is bad. I try to explain that to people every day. So just a couple of drinks, it'll just lower you a little bit. You don't need to be, you know, not able to walk. I mean, you still want to be able to do stuff. You just want to get that alcohol in you and, you know, kind of relax your body a little bit.
Simon Belmont says, is dumb Derek H. happier than cerebral smart Derek? I don't think so. Redertainment says, blood pressure pills are part of a conspiracy by the NSA to keep the public docile. That's not true, but you should do some research, and you'll be surprised about what actually, like, what government, not conspiracies, because they don't even try to hide it anymore. Like, government programs, there are out there to keep the public docile. They're, like, you can go... Like, I was amazed at it, and I was like, is this like a conspiracy? It's not like... It is, documents from the FBI were like, we did this to this town to make sure these people don't do this. Like, I was like, what? Is that legal? Like, yes, it is, because they did it. So,
That's what the fluoride's supposed to be doing, right? In a lot of people's water. I heard some states are, like, trying to get rid of it now.
I wish it was just fluoride. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, did a few things, and also the CIA. And this is all documented by the CIA and FBI. They don't even try to hide anymore. To flood inner city communities with heroin and with heroin, basically, to stop them from rising up because they were terrified that during the civil rights movement that they were going to basically rise up and like there was going to be a revolution in these inner cities. And so they're like, well, to do that, we're going to go in there and make that entire population docile, and we'll be able to contain it because we'll make the law so that they only sell it in these areas. Of course, that's not how things work, and it became a huge epidemic, and now meth and heroin's everywhere. But that's what the plan was. And they're like, well, we're also gonna close down any community centers and bookstores, and only zone like alcoholic places that sell alcohol. So that way we can keep the people that don't get hooked to drugs, they will get hooked on alcohol, and that way they will stay docile and they won't rise up and start a revolution and a second civil war. This, it sounds crazy. It sounds like some TV shit. That's like, you can go to the Library of Congress and read, like, that's like papers. That's what they did. Now, see, Delighter says, I think Derek has been listening to Spots Moving. Like, that's what I would have thought, except it's like, there are letters from Hoover saying, do this. Like, there's, you can read the plan and then see how the plan worked. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah,
the funny thing is, I'm sure people were saying that when it was happening, and everybody called them Spot Fubin. And now we know, they say, hey, yeah, this is actually what we did. Here's our records. But if you say they're doing that now, you're
Spot Fubin. Oh, no. They aren't doing it now. You're doing the exact, just like when they said, when they came out and said, oh, the NSA is listening to all of your phone calls. And but please, why would they even? That's not even possible. And then they figured out, like, oh, the NSA is listening. And then the NSA is like, yeah, we are listening to everybody's phone calls. We don't keep track of it though. Which of course they keep track of it. That's why they have a huge building in Texas to do it. It's crazy, the things that, and I think they figured out that whatever they did worked so much that they don't even have to try to hide it anymore. They can actually come out and say this is what they're doing. Or if they get caught saying lying, they can say, yeah, but who cares? And then people are like, yeah, you know what? Who cares? Like, it doesn't, that's not worrisome that there's somebody, that the government is listening to not just bad people's phone calls or people who think they're bad. Everybody's phone calls the government is listening to. Not can listen to, are listening to.
By the way, this has all happened through multiple presidents, so it's not like you can say thanks Obama or thanks Republicans, or it's been like going on for years. We've had Republicans, Democrats. It's still happening.
It's not like Obama got in power and he's like, oh, in the next 4 years, I need to have all this stuff up and running, guys, and then we're gonna tear it down when I leave. Like, no, it's been going on for decades. Okay, but that, who cares, right? Who cares? Rentertainment says, does the All Games code work on GoDaddy anymore? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Billy O.K. says, no one been listening to Spot Fubin since he stopped airing shows months ago. Yeah, that was sad. That was sad when that happened. I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. You ever had that when somebody tells you that they're going to do something and you're like, look, I know it's a good idea and I know it's possible, but realistically, maybe let's have a backup, you know, just in case. No, I'm going to do it. And then it doesn't happen and it's like, it's nobody's fault but my own. I feel bad. Redertainment says there's a data facility in the middle of Utah desert. That's where it is, not Texas, Utah, where the NSA is documenting everything. There you go. But you know what, people? That's not what we're here to talk about. I spent 42 minutes talking about blood pressure and conspiracies. Who cares? It means nothing. What have you been up to, Oscar?
Same old. Working, watching movies, reading comics.
I got
not a
couple
whole lot
of
changes up here.
I got a couple of movies in the mail. I got Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Have not opened it up. I realized that I bought it just because I was supposed to buy it. I don't have any real desire to watch it again. But I was like, oh, it's only $20. I guess I have to get it. And then
at some point you'll want to watch it.
I was just thinking about this because I was like, wow, I gave money to the Martial Arts Kid Kickstarter. There's a movie called The Martial Arts Kid starring Donna Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock. I gave them like 30, 40, 50 bucks a while ago to make that movie. I went to the premiere of that movie early this year. Not only did I go to the premiere, I had paid to go to the premiere. I didn't get free because I Kickstarter. It's been winning awards. I'm pretty sure it's out on DVD now. Where's my Kickstarter stuff? And like right as I was thinking that, Cynthia Rothrock and all of her heavenly beauty must have heard me, because that day it showed up, my Kickstarter. And not only did the Blu-ray show up, the Blu-ray and DVD of The Martial Arts Kid. You know what I should do? I should give away the DVD. I'll keep the Blu-ray. I can give away the DVD. Yeah. Is anybody out there interested in the DVD of The Martial Arts Kid? It's basically...
What is that, like The Karate Kid?
It's basically like The Karate Kid, but... No, it's the Karate Kid. There's hope. A kid from the wrong side of the tracks, which is not that wrong of the side of the tracks, is sent to Florida to stay with his uncle, who is a karate master. And the uncle says, I'm going to teach you karate because it will help you channel your anger and emotions and stuff, when really it's just a way to beat the shit out of people. And Cynthia Rothrock is also there, like, yeah, I'm going to help you too. Use karate to channel your anger and emotions. And he meets a hottie blonde, hot young blonde, and she already has a boyfriend who is, of course, a big giant bully.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he's Cobra Kai. That should tell you something right there, though. Like, if you weren't there, her boyfriend was a bully. Like, that's the guy that she decided. Like, she's a good, a very attractive woman, very smart woman. She could not be with him if she did. Like, it's not like he's, tied to the side of the car. She chose to be with this guy. That's who she's into. But this guy shows up, new karate guy, and I guess maybe she sees him. But one day he's going to be able to kick the bully's ass, so I'm going to go with him. And that's exactly what happened. She switches over, the bully gets mad. This guy goes on a rampage and beats the living shit out of everybody he sees. It's an incredible scene. Like, where's Bobby? He goes to his Bobby's friends playing basketball. Where's Bobby? Dude, we haven't seen Bobby all day. Well, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you then. And he beats him up. And he goes to the restaurant where Bobby used to eat at. Where's Bobby? We haven't seen him. Well, I'm gonna beat the shit out of all of you. And he beats him up. And he goes to where Bobby trains. Where's Bobby? And then there's Bobby with all of his friends, and they're like, well, I'm going to beat you up. And Bobby's like, look, I got all my friends here. You're not going to beat me up. And then the martial arts kids' friends show up behind him, and they all proceed to beat the crap out of everybody. Like, oh, this is all awesome. Oh, it's so good. Everybody should see
Have you seen the theory that in Karate Kid, Johnny is the actual good guy?
I haven't seen that theory, but it makes sense.
There's a lot of good points. They show how, what's his face, Ralph Macchio, really just starts a lot of the conflicts. For a lot of the same reasons you talk about, like the dude, you know, had a girlfriend, and this dude's just trying to impress her by punking him.
Yeah, it's like all these movies where the new kid comes to town, and the girl, like that girl, had a boyfriend, and she was obviously happy with the boyfriend. And then this kid comes along, and to me, it's like, girls are usually smarter than guys, so she can see, she's like, look, this guy is a bigger asshole than the guy I'm with. I like big assholes, so I'm going to go with him. If there's any trouble, since he's an asshole, he's going to, instead of having a discussion or having to talk about it, he's just going to start beating the crap out of people. And that's what happens every time. Every time.
The 80s had a lot of messed up movies.
The Simon Belmont says, nobody is talking about the new Star Wars trailer released today. What about it?
Actually, everybody's talking about it.
There's one thing coming about it where I'm seeing one side of a conversation where I'm not seeing the other side of it. Where it let me look it up and let me look it up on Twitter, because I'm sure I'll be able to see it on Twitter pretty quick without even having to do much search for it. Let me see.
What's there to talk about? Oh, there's an AT-AT. Oh, look, those are soldiers. Oh, they're building a Death Star. Like, what's new to talk about?
That there's
the same stuff.
That there's a female protagonist. And what I'm seeing is that why are people so upset that there's a female main character again in this movie? People need to get over themselves. I'm going to write a post about how people are being anti-woman just because there's a woman in it. Like, if you have a problem with there being a woman in the lead role, then that's your problem. I was like, I haven't seen anybody say anything bad about there being a female main character. Like, I haven't seen, like, one thing. I've seen a bunch of people yelling at people for thinking how dare they have a problem with it, but I haven't seen anybody say I have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen any negative criticism of the just the trailer.
I haven't seen a single thing. I was all like, where is that coming from? That's all.
They're trying to get a head start on the being angry.
Seriously, is there a documented male equivalent of a Mary Sue? Because if men are going to bitch about characters like Ray, then I have a whole list of their favorites who belong in the same category. I was like, what? I began a rant about the men who are complaining that Rogue One features a female lead, but they aren't going to see the post, and they aren't going to understand why. If they don't understand why this is something that would be so important to female fans, I'm like, who is saying that, though?
It's probably just that person's friends. That's why they'll never see the post.
It's like usually our chat is filled up with misogynists and woman haters because they don't have girlfriends. But even nobody in our chat is saying anything bad. Like, it's like, it looks like it's I hate to tell you guys this, a low budget Star Wars. That's what it looks like to me. But okay. Oh no, look, there's AT-ATs. Well, yeah, AT-ATs is a CGI model that they can stick anywhere. They got AT-ATs walking through downtown London if they wanted to. No big deal, man.
I think I've seen that video.
Yeah, it's like what I saw was, I didn't see anything that made me say, oh no, I gotta see this movie. I'm like, okay, that's okay. I don't know why they had a karate guy. It's like, it's kind of weird to me that they had a karate guy in Star Wars, but I'm like, okay. Doing karate. I'm like, okay. at least he should have a lightsaber, shouldn't he? Like, he takes a big bamboo stick and he's beating people up with it. I'm like, what are you, like?
Nah, I think all the Jedi are supposed to be dead or hiding right now. Because it's right after the first one, isn't it? Or before the first one.
So, but he's beating up people with a stick with using karate moves.
Because if you know karate, you're a badass. You should know that. You like to see Roth the Rock.
He doesn't know space karate. I really get the feeling that there was a karate western movie that they took and they just added AT-ATs and a Death Star in there. I don't believe for a second this started off as a Star Wars. I think this is another movie and they stuck a bunch of Star Wars stuff in it, because I'm going to guess half of it takes place on a desert wasteland somewhere. It could have been Mad Max 2, for all we know. Who knows?
Your Mad Max in space, really?
Like, you think she's going to be flying a spaceship around? I don't think so.
I think she is. I think she's some sort of pilot, and she's going to... I don't know what the hell she is. But she's obviously a badass, and it seems like everybody in this universe tends to already know how to pilot stuff, because they just jump in a spaceship, and suddenly they could do all kind of crazy moves and cause guys that have trained their whole life to fly a spaceship to crash into stuff.
Simon Belmont says, have you heard the rumor that Forrest Whitaker's character could be related to Mace Windu? And probably Lando, because all black people know each other. They all know each other. Like, who knows? Who knows?
I heard he's Finn's father.
I heard he was Rey's lover. How about that? I heard that Forrest Whitaker is Rey's non-monogamous sex partner. How about that?
I did see a post saying that they thought the female lead might be Rey's mom, and then they showed side by side pictures, and I'm just like, well, that seems a little racist.
Well, here's another thing. They were like, look, this woman looks just like the original woman. I was like, it's a skinny, brown-haired, white woman. Like, guess what? They all... I don't want to say they all look alike, but...
She's got that same accent.
Oh! They went to the same country. They went to the same country and said, hey, do you have any more of those skinny, brown-headed, white women around? I'm like, oh, yeah, there are a bunch of them over there. Pick one. We'll put them in a movie.
What more proof do you need? They have the same accent. They're mother and daughter, obviously.
Red Entertainment says Rogue One, Red Rouge One, he says, is a Kurosawa knockoff in space. Well, all the Star Wars movies are ripoff of Kurosawa films, but nobody will tell you that.
I think you just did.
They won't listen to me, though. Delighter says, how could Forrest Whitaker ever make it out alive? He wouldn't be able to shoot straight. That's because he has a lazy eye, everybody. Delighter is making fun of somebody's disability. Ha, 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 Delighter. You're so funny. Yeah, I'm not that interested in it, I'll tell you the truth.
You'll go watch it.
I'm going to go see it. Look, I'll go see it. But Disney has made a huge mistake by cashing in on Star Wars the way they have. Because they came out, they told everybody, look, we're going to have TV shows, we're going to have movies, we're going to have mini movies. This Star Wars was an event when it came out. Rogue One, not going to be a huge event. And then when the next big Star Wars movie comes out, nobody's going to really care. It's going to be like a Marvel movie where you're kind of excited, but nobody's lining up right now to see Civil War. That's what I'm saying.
I think they've probably made their money back by now. So I think anything after that is just gravy. They're just gonna keep pumping it out until they see people lose interest, and then okay, they'll slow it down and bring it back, make another event, make another couple billion. It's Disney; they know what they're doing.
You think Disney's gonna put Star Wars in a vault, in a Disney vault, along with all their other movies?
I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, it'll take till they get to episode 9, then they'll probably give it a few years to kind of rest and probably reboot it.
Oh, would that piss people off if they rebooted Star Wars?
It might, but that's hasn't stopped movies from making tons of money. I mean, look how many times they rebooted Spider-Man, and it makes money every time.
As soon as Star Wars starts to slow down, they're gonna like, we're gonna remake A New Hope, and they're gonna recast like all the scenes with whatever young heartthrob is, like Luke and Leia and Han Solo. They're gonna recast everybody and redo it. Oh, that's gonna be so. I want to see everybody. I want to see what happens when they do that. Oh, I want to see what happens.
Or maybe more prequels.
Okay, I'm looking at. I got beat down into Facebook and Twitter again. I realized that the people I know are not like what do you call that? Not chill. They're not uptight either. I hang out around a lot of people who are very active in the social struggles of other people's lives day to day. That's
well. You say hang out with.
I don't hang out with. I associate with, which is a good thing because those are good people. If it is good that you want to make other people's lives better, and it can also get a little tiring. It's like, well, calm down. How about we just calm down, everybody? Yes, yeah, some things need to be dealt with. Some things you can. There was one thing where somebody posted. It was like The Gap or
American. Oh, I saw that.
Where it was.
That made me laugh.
Like, as a little black girl, and there's a taller white girl standing behind her, and like the taller white girl's like resting on the little black girl's head. Like friends do, because they're friends, or just because she's tall. Like, it's no big deal. It's like, this is so racist toward a poor little black girl. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what? Let me see if I can find this. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I can find it.
Yeah, I saw that. They said, oh, the only thing the black person can do is hold the white person up or something. Because yeah. She was like the only one not doing anything.
What is, like, don't you have something to do? Like, don't you have something to do? Like, if that's what's upsetting you, here's the picture. It was The Gap. If this is what is keeping you up at night, then guess what? We're doing pretty good as a society. I'm sorry. Like, if...
And you also... have great content.
Whoa, shit.
Maybe it's an interesting article, a video, recent
Shut
press
up.
Coverage, or a
stop.
Blog post.
How do I
the
stop
problem
you?
Is, not enough people
stop
are seeing
you.
It.
Good Lord. Did you hear
well,
that?
Well, now I'm not clicking that link.
Yeah, I'm never... Ugh. Yeah, never mind, people. Don't go there. Ugh.
The problem is, Gap apologized for it, so I'm sure that person that started it is like, oh, I won. Now where can I have my social justice next?
Yep. There's another one where some guy had dreads, and he cut off his dreads, and then he was looking for props that he cut off his dreads. He's like, yes, I used to have dreads, but I cut them off because being white, a white imperialist, is striking a blow against white imperialism is more important than the way I look. And I was like, who said you can't have dreads? Like, what?
Well, Justin Bieber got dreads, and he's getting a lot of shit about appropriating black hair.
That's not a...
I didn't know you could appropriate hairstyles, but
yes, the hairstyle. It's like so. If we see somebody with a Jufro, like, am I supposed to say, hey, take that? Like, am I supposed to, like, when I watch an old Simon and Garfunkel album or whatever, am I supposed to look at Garfunkel and like that son of a bitch? Look at that fro. He think he's wearing an afro? How dare he? Like, what? I don't get it. It's hair. You can do whatever you want. What happened to you can do whatever you want? Like, I don't... It's weird to me. And I don't... Was black... Are black people going around Like, wait, seeing people with cornrows? Like, I see more white people with cornrows than black people. So yeah, now if a black person has cornrows, is a black person now appropriating it from white people? Because I saw somebody say, well, yes, black people didn't start dreads, but they're the ones that have had it the most in the past year, so it is now a part of their culture. So...
wait, who started dreads?
Who knows? Somebody didn't wash your hair. Yes, I know that is... is that even racist now? I don't even know what that is. But
no, you can see, you know, ancient man didn't wash his hair all the time and grew dreads.
Yeah, that's how ancient man did it. That's the ancient man way of doing it. Like, who knows? But that's not an issue, people. Now I can't find it. Maybe they deleted it. But I can't find the white guy who shaved off his dreads and was looking for props. It was and wrote a whole story about it. And I was like, ugh, people. There are a lot of big problems in the world that you can be working on right now that you aren't. And I was like, that's what I thought in my head. I was like, oh, that's a real easy way. That guy went and got a haircut. And that's an easy way for him now to go around saying that he has struck a blow against racism without actually having to do nothing. Like, he didn't have to, and not even marching. Marching and protesting, look, you're taking a day off of work, whatever. Like, when you actually, like, change something in your life that matters for the only reason to help somebody else, then you can get props for it, for people. Not just because you got a haircut. No, never mind. Never mind.
I don't like these cosplayers appropriating my nerd culture.
I don't... it's kind of funny when Cinco de Mayo comes around, nobody has a problem putting on a sombrero. When Day of the Dead comes around, nobody has a problem painting their face. Because it's fun.
St. Patrick's Day, everybody's drinking green beer.
Everybody's drinking beer and say, oh, we're all Irish today. It's like, no, you're not. Irish people have went through a lot of shit. You ain't go through none of that. So you aren't Irish. But it's fun. Like, no. No. Okay, I'm going down a dark road again.
Number 10.
No, I don't have it up yet. I don't have the zeitgeist up and running. Ugh.
Yeah, if we keep going down this road, your blood pressure is going to go back up.
I got to drink some of this tea. Hold on. I've been trying to get healthier, and so I cut out all coffee like over a year ago. Cut out all coffee, but I still like drinking stuff. So I switched to tea. But then unsweetened tea. I was drinking unsweetened tea for a while, and then I was like, that's just like drinking dirt. It is just drinking dirt. So I added sugar for a little while because I figured it's all natural. And I was like, well, can't just eat sugar all day, Derek. That's stupid. So then I moved to like sweet and low. And they're like, well, that causes cancer. And I was like, ugh. So I went to like Stevia or some S one, Splenda. I went to Splenda.
Splenda's the same as the other stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
Stevia, I think, is the natural stuff.
I went to Truvia.
Do honey, man. You don't get much more natural than honey.
That is just sugar, though. I need zero calories, so I got Truvia is what I'm using now.
Honey is also antibiotic.
I don't know what that means.
It means it'll kill germs. It's a sugar that's actually good for you. Like, anything you take too much of is going to be bad for you. Even water can kill you if you drink too much of it at once.
Which has happened. Somebody tried to win the Nintendo Wii by drinking water, and they died. Which is the worst way to die. Why are you in front of the pearly gates? Because I won a Nintendo Wii? Wow, that's kind of not even a 360? No, not just a Wii.
Well, she didn't get to play it either, I mean.
Yeah, didn't even get to play it. And now,
technically, let's say, her kids won it, I guess.
So her kids are sitting there playing. Like, if you're that woman's kid, like, you have to play the Wii because your mom died to get it for you. But every time you play it, you have to feel like shit. And then when, like, the PS4 came out, you can't, like, trade in the Wii. You can't get rid of that Wii. You're stuck playing shitty Wii games for the rest of your life. Because otherwise, you're kind of spitting on your mom's legacy. Like, your mom died.
Use it to house her ashes.
Like, she loved you so much. She loved you so much that she died trying to get you a game system that you're crying about. And I hope to Christ that that person, because that's a real person somewhere, isn't listening to the show. Oh, now I feel bad. You know I don't feel too bad.
But then the husband remarries, and then new mommy gets rid of the Wii.
Yeah, new mommy comes in and throws the Wii away. You're playing that goddamn Wii all the time.
Here's a PS4, kid.
There's a... B. Mulligan says, I thought today was National Drink Beer Day. Probably is. Who knows? There's nothing else in... I'm looking in chat. I don't see a lot of stuff in chat. Tire Claw says, how long till white people have Jerry curls? That's just anybody with, like, slick back hair, Tiger Claw.
It's kind of like a Superman, jerry. Right? He's got that one spit curl. That's like a Jerry curl.
Yeah, Superman has a Jerry curl. Red Entertainment says, that being said, I trimmed my goatee because I didn't want to look like a person from Duck Dynasty. That's another thing. Like, it's weird how, like, really thick, ugly, disgusting beards have come back into fashion. Like, why? Like, yeah, you got have a beard, sure, but not these big, thick, goofy, super bushy beards that is just there to get stuff stuck in. Because the things that are getting stuck in there, oh, I don't even want to know.
I've seen pictures of guys putting, like, glitter and shit in them.
What, are these strippers?
Why would the article said it was a trend. Look, I don't live in L.A. anymore, so I don't see these people.
I saw something on... Oh, I think it was Facebook again. It was like, if somebody tells you that you're coloring your hair just for attention, then tell them to go fuck themselves and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Isn't that why you're, like, first of all, isn't that why you're, have, like, color your hair? Because you want attention. And also, what's wrong with wanting attention? Like, that's why most people do most things. Because they want the attention from it. Like, that's why people put on nice clothes, because they want people to say, oh, that person's wearing nice clothes. Like, if you were only doing it, because, oh, I'm doing it for myself, like, well, then you wouldn't go outside. Like,
Derek, what? I'm going to stop you right there. You're going to get yourself yelled at, because I know where this is going, and it's, you're going to get some calls.
Look. I'm wearing right now a Sasha Banks Boss T-shirt that is all, like, when I bought it, I thought it had Boss was in yellow, but when I got it, it was actually like some kind of gold, like shiny gold material, and I was like, I like this shirt, but I don't really want to wear it around because I don't want to walk around with shiny gold on the front of my chest. Like, I think that's going to bring too much attention. Therefore, I don't wear it. But if I were to wear it, I'll be like, the reason I would wear it is because I want the attention. Right? If, like, I have a Kevin Owens shirt with a big giant K on the front, I wear that because I want people to say, oh, that guy likes Kevin Owens. Or what, like, I want the attention, and there's nothing wrong with wanting attention, right?
What's wrong with my hair for attention?
Yeah, it's like, why is it such a bad thing that somebody says you want attention, or that you are doing something for attention? Like, when you get I like when people say they got a tattoo because it reminds them of a loved one or a special memory, which I'm sure that's possible, and I'm sure that happens, but that's not why you got a tattoo that goes up the side of your neck, outside of your clothes, or down all the way down your arm so everybody can see it. No, you did it so that people can see it because you wanted people to say, that's a cool tattoo. You want the attention. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sure that guy got that face tattoo because he thought it looked awesome.
He didn't know. He did it for himself. I did it for me. I did it for me and my self-confidence. No, you did it because you want people to see it and have a certain reaction to it. Shadow Next Gen says, I have that Kevin Owens shirt, but I can wear it neither to Lucha Underground. Shadow Next Gen is trying to be sneaky and telling me I can't wear my Kevin Owens shirt to Lucha Underground. I know, Shadow Next Gen, that I can't wear it. I read it. I got a plain black shirt that I can wear. Don't worry.
Wait, why can't you wear? Is it like a gang thing?
No, you can't. It's a taping for a TV wrestling show, and so, but it's not like it's not WWE. They're not that big, so you can't. They haven't cleared any kind of logos, whatever. So you can't wear anything with a logo on it because they don't have that kind of clearance. So basically,
is it? I don't know what Lucha Underground is. Is it just a small wrestling promotion, or is it like an actual TV show?
It's both. It's a smaller wrestling promotion that has a TV show. It's on the El Rey Network.
Okay, because I saw they did it in seasons, so I thought, well, maybe it's a show like that follows these wrestlers.
No, it's a very good wrestling show, but it's not like a reality show or nothing. And you can tell it's not a reality show because last season they killed at least two people. This season started out with some guy getting his arm broken, and one of the storylines is that an undercover cop is pretending to be a sleazy pervert so that he can get in close with a gang of Mexican brawlers.
Well, no, yeah, that's what I meant. Like a scripted show, like a drama, like Breaking Bad, but wrestlers.
Yeah. No, kind of, no. But it's a wrestling show.
Oh, I might need to check that out.
It's very good. It's very good.
I don't know if we get El Rey up here. I don't think we're allowed to have Spanish programming.
They probably. What is going on? It's kind of weird how. I don't want to talk. I was about to get into a whole bunch of political stuff, but I don't care. Number 10, the Xbox 360.
You know we don't have a primary up here.
Do you just have super delegates, so they just tell you who you're going to vote for?
The way I understood it, like 1,500 guys that are sub-registered somewhere got together in a room and picked the delegates. I think Colorado does that too.
It is so crazy how. It's how the American political system, like, we have gone to other countries and had wars in other countries to make them so that they can vote. And, like, when they vote, like, we monitor the election and make sure that the voting's fair, or at least fair to the point that people who we want to win, win. But then, for the American election, you have no idea how far removed your vote is actually from, like, choosing who's running the country. It is so messed up.
Ugh. Yeah, but they tell you up front, like, the whole contested convention thing, they're basically saying, look, we don't want this guy to get this magic number, so then we can just throw all your people's vote away, and we pick who goes.
Yeah, that goes back to what we were saying before, where even when they get caught doing something, like, wrong or underhanded, they just come out and say, yeah, we're doing it. And people are like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, we've been doing it like this for years, for 30, 40 years. So why are you complaining now? Oh, okay. Well, if that's the process, then let's go.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Number nine.
We want everybody to be able to vote. Therefore, we're going to make you get a voter ID. And to get a voter ID, you have to go to this one place. It's only open on the fifth Wednesday of the month. And there are only like 4 months out of the year. It's basically open 4 days out of the year. It's so crazy. Number nine, Raspberry Pi. Number seven, Nintendo NX. Number eight, Nintendo NX. Number seven, PS3. PS3. I put up a clip today, because I was remembering something, and I went to find it, and I found it, and I put the clip up on the allgames.com website. It is a clip of, I just remember how pissed off I used to get at Legend 668. For a while, Legend 668 was a regular on the show, and every day, I would just get so pissed off at him. And I found an example of that, where he just says things. He's like GZ. There's a guy in chat called GZ Dr. Evil, who says stupid stuff just to get people upset, I think. And that's what Legend 668 was doing. Because at some point, it was like, he's like, what's like, Saw is a bigger movie than Harry Potter. And I was like, what? Like, no, it's not. Like, so you're saying the Saw movie series is bigger than a Harry Potter movie series? Yes. Like, no. Twisted Metal is bigger than Uncharted. I'm like, no. Twisted Metal is bigger than Halo. No, it's not. No. And I was listening, I could just feel my blood pressure going up. I was like, that's probably why I have high blood pressure. Because of this show. This show. Number 6, iOS. Number 5, Wii U.
But I like the fact that in chat we peer pressured Hecht into getting a new domain name.
Oh, has it happened yet? Because Hecht...
he said he is.
I like how Hecht was like, Hecht was like, oh, it costs, like, somebody was like, it costs like $8. He was like, yeah, but you got to pay it all at once. It's like, oh, yeah, you got to pay it all at once. Like, what? Like, I don't, like, is that real? Like, look, I know we all aren't living large out here, but $8 for a year of a domain name, that's your business there, Hecht.
Well, then you got to renew a year from now.
Yeah,
got to start saving now.
Listen, let me go to GoDaddy. Because, Hecht, you could, like, just sell. Like, just sell some. Like, go down. Like, you have $8 worth of stuff that you're not using in the house. I'm sure, right?
I know I've gone to GoDaddy and seen them, like, oh, get one now for $4.
99-cent domain sale. Look. the first thing you got, 99-cent domain sale. Like, I'm sure you got to buy, like, 5 years up front, so that's $5. Okay.
I don't know. Every time I see that HDIND, I think it's like a Hindu site.
Well, now his URL. I like every time Hecht for his Het Dog Industries website, like we give him shit about his URL, so he goes and gets another URL somewhere for free, but it's just worse than the one before. So now it is tinyurl.com/HDIND Amazon. Like, how is that better? You're just adding dots and slashes and other letters. Hecht. Just get hetdog.com from somewhere. Like, that's all. Or hetdog.org. Or hetdog.gov. Okay, can you get gov? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Hecht Industries is open.
Hecht Industries. There you go.
Hecht Dog sounds like some weird hot dog thing.
Hecht Industries. That's where I want to buy a t-shirt from, Hecht. I want to buy it from Hecht Industries. And no, I did not buy my Sasha Banks shirt from you because you did not have your WWE thing up at the time when I got it. I would have. Because if I buy a WWE shirt, I will get it from the HechtDogIndustries.org website. But if I'm going to buy anything from Amazon, which is often, as everybody is buying stuff from Amazon, I will go to allgames.com and click one of the many Amazon links that are at the top of each page. Doom Plague says dreadlocks originated in Hinduism. There you go.
Don't they shave their heads?
The funny thing is, I have found that certain groups are marginalized just as much as other groups, but they have a piss poor public relations department, so nobody ever says anything about it. Like Hindus, for example, or Buddhists, or just Asian people. Like every time they're like, "Oh, this show doesn't have any black people in it." Like, guess what? I've never seen anybody on Friends like complain about Friends not having Asian people on it. But guess what? They don't. I haven't seen anybody complain about Seinfeld not having any Asian people on it. Guess what? They don't. I want to see more Asian people.
They had that one guy where he got hit by Elaine and tried to sue her.
That's not a... And then didn't somebody do a... I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Who knows? Billy O.K. says everybody can't have... We can't all have a Jesse Jackson. That's what everybody needs. Everybody needs their own Jesse Jackson. Or, I'm getting out of this. I'm getting out.
What number were we on?
We had just done Wii U, which was number 5. Number 4, 2DS, 3DS. Ahead of the Wii U again. Wii U, I think, is going to be dropping more and more as E3 gets closer and closer and closer. I don't have time, but you know what? Oh! Thank you. I will talk about this later. Number 3, Oculus Rift.
That's the $600 thing, right?
Yeah, it's really all VRs because the Valve one came out too. It's all VR.
What's the price for the PlayStation one? Because I might get that if I can just hook it into my PlayStation.
$399.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Up front?
Yeah. All at once.
Damn.
Which is why number 2 is a PS4. Number 2 is a PS4. B. Mulligan says, that's because Asians aren't disenfranchised. Whoa, really? Really? You don't think Asians suffer any kind of... I think everybody's disenfranchised in one way or another, except for white people. Well, white men. At one point, I was going to say, I feel kind of bad for white men. They're getting all the shit heaped up on them. But then, you look around, it's like, guess what? You guys can handle it. You can stand and have some shit heaped up on you there, white men. Keeping everybody else down. Number 1, if you haven't figured it out, is the Xbox. Simon Belmont says, how about the PS4K? Please, if I hear any more about the PS4K, it's going to drop even lower. That's a dumb idea.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think it's still a rumor because I believe that Sony has somebody. Like, they're not all made up of millennials that don't know the past, that refuse to read a history book in their own industry, that never in the history of video game consoles has there ever been a successful add-on/upgrade ever. And every major system has tried it and they've all failed, because what you're doing is splitting the market and companies will ignore the new system because you have 30 million here and then you have 5 million here. And since the new one is backward compatible, even if the new one sells incredibly well, and I say you have 30 million new ones, you still have 30 million new ones plus 30 million old ones, which means you have 60 million systems that can play the old style games, so just make the old style games. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason to make a new style game when your the install base is always gonna outpace the new the upgraded the consoles the upgraded consoles version.
People don't, a lot of people don't have 4K anyway. That's something you wait for the next generation.
Yeah, just like when 3D came out. When everybody, who has a 3D TV now?
Probably less people than 4K.
Yeah. Yeah, but 4K is like, and 4K is a, that is a true luxury. Like, at that point, we're not even talking about first world problems. We're talking about first world problems. It's like, come on.
Yeah, but 3D, had you have to wear those goofy glasses.
3D was dumb. Look, 3D is dumb. I think VR is kind of dumb.
You don't think VR is going to be a thing?
No.
At least in this generation?
No. No, what I think is going to be a thing in upcoming generations is augmented reality. I think people are going to put on small, regular glasses or no glasses at all, and or have some kind of projector, and that will be the VR added to the entire room. I don't see
that's what Pokemon Go is. It's good. I mean, the way from what I've seen, you know, you hold your camera up and, oh, look, hey, there's a Pokemon right there.
Yeah. That's what it should be. This all take you into a whole nother world type crap. That is useless to me. And it is I don't think anybody wants it. And the people that do it, I don't think there's enough people that want it. As cool as it is, I don't think there's enough point people want it. I am much more interested in you telling me if I wanted to, I could just put on a pair of glasses and that entire, my entire wall turns into an ocean. Or a giant TV screen. Or my email pops up on wherever I, well, if I look over this wall, it's my email. If I look over this wall, it's a spreadsheet at work, or just a slideshow of Instagram feed on the back wall. If I look up at the ceiling, it's an Instagram feed. You see what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that augmented reality is, you can be anywhere for augmented reality. You can have it in your car while you're driving. You can have it so that while you're driving regular road, but while your friend is in the passenger seat, like, they're seeing dinosaurs on the street running around. While you're driving, your navigation is popping up like signs to turn left or the speed limit or something right in front of you. Like, that stuff. Blocking out your entire vision to be put in a virtual world, I don't think that's where the future is. I'm sorry. I just don't. Xbox One, number one. I re-signed up for the dev Xbox, Idea Xbox, last week while I was off my, while I was only on partial medication and had my brain was working better. And I went to sign up for it. And I will tell you, I have to tell you this right now, because as soon as I tell you this, you will find out why I won't be able to tell you anymore. But I said, I went and filled it out again. And I was like, well, I already filled this out when you guys first did this. And you said this, like, I was supposed to send a synopsis of the game I'm working on. And I did, which wasn't You Will Die. It was a different game. It was a Missile Command type game. And I didn't hear back from them, but they said I was still in the program, but they're just going over stuff. So I was thinking maybe now, maybe they're still working on it. And then, like, I saw all the games that were coming out, and people, there's a bunch of bullshit being released on the Xbox One right now. There's, like, complete shit. Man, there's some great games, some okay games, and then there's some complete shit. It's like, why is that being, like, how did that get past anybody? That's a piece of shit game. And I was like, my game would have been better than this. And so I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and start on this with a new dev kit that they released. And so I went and did all that stuff. And then I went to start getting the tools, because you need an SDK and stuff. So I went to get an SDK, and I couldn't find out where it is. And they were like, well, in the developer forums, you can ask about it. And I was like, I can't even find where the developer forums are. And I was like, where's... And it, I spent an entire night going all around the net looking for it. Could not find it. So at the end, I was like, well, I'm already in the program, so let me send him an email. And I sent him an email saying, hey, I'm in the program already. Here's my publisher ID. I've written games before. You can go look. You can go check them out. They were at least a couple of them were moderately popular. I'm looking at so I can use this dev kit that you guys released. And then they sent me an email saying, oh, look, we only give access to people who are in the program. And I can see that you have already applied once before. So what we really need is for you to send us a synopsis of the game you're working on, and then we'll send you an NDA. And then from there, we'll decide to move forward. So I was like, oh, now I understand. My missile command idea, I guess, was bullshit. They didn't like that. So that's why I didn't get in. But they didn't tell me. We live in a world where nobody can, where everybody's a winner. So they're like, you're in a program, but I really wasn't in a program. But you're in a program, but I'm not in a program. So now I gotta redo a synopsis, which this time, instead of my missile command game, I'm just gonna redo You Will Die, which is our, not only is it a fleshed out idea, it's a fleshed out game. It's a whole game. So I'm like, look, this is the game I am going to make. It is a good game, a lot better than the shit that's already out there. I think it is. I think people will like it.
And so, You Will Die 2 or OG exactly, You Will Die?
No, it's going to be You Will Die 2. You Will Die, TOO. It will be You Will Die, which is a side-scrolling shmup, boss battle shmup. Where you fight against one enemy that gets bigger and bigger. It will not. It will be 2D, but it will use 3D. It will be like 3D based 2D, you know, so 3D models. So instead of having a drawn artwork for models, it will be 3D models. And the two part, comma TOO, it will be couch co-op. So you will be able to, somebody will be able to jump in and two people will be able to fight against a giant robot ship instead of just one. And I say giant robot ship because although it will have what some people will assume to be a female voice that says things that you would possibly hear a woman say to you in a disparaging tone, it will be a non-gender role specific person, like officially, because I don't want to get yelled at for being shooting up women's faces, which is kind of what the other one was.
She's finding her hermaphrodite, because then you're shooting both.
No, that's a hate crime. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Whatever you do. But during the show, I got an email saying, hello, thanks for your interest in the Xbox ID program. We'd love to hear more about a game you're developing. Well, if you guys are listening to DPL, you would have heard about the game I just told you. However, before we get these details, we need a non-disclosure agreement in place to make sure we have your, and to make sure we have your contact. Once the NDA is signed, we'll send you a link to the game information form to fill out, and then we're on the way. So, as of now, I'm all NDA'd up. I can't talk about it no more. So don't ask me. There you go. That's it. That's the end of the show. Billy O.K. says, Shades of X-Blig. Me and my brother went to check out Xbox Live indie games last night. The back end. First of all, they owe both of us, me and my brother, we have games up there. They still owe us $100. Each, give or take, and there is no way there on how to get it. Like, I was like, oh, it says I'm owed $100. What button do I press to dump this into my bank account? Like, who knows? I got a feeling that Microsoft is just keeping my money. And I would like to thank the people who did. Like, three people bought, last week, three people bought You Will Die on the Xbox Live Indie Game. So thank you, three people. I don't think I'm ever going to see that money again. But still, thank you.
Last week? Wait, can you buy it on Xbox One?
No, Xbox 360 you can buy it on, though. If you go to the indie game, Xbox Live Indie Game section, I believe it's still up on, it has to be still up because people use it, on the Xbox 360. And in there, if you do a search for You Will Die come up, and you can still buy it, 80 Xbox points, which is like a dollar. And look, if you guys say something nice to me, I got to list all those codes. I got no problem. I'm not sure they work or not, but if you guys want a code, give me a reason I should give you a code, and I will. Yeah, no problem. I might tell you to do something. I could jump up and down or something. I might give you a mission. But other than that, yeah. There you go. That's it. That's the end of the show.
Yay.
You want to plug anything there, Oscar?
Fantastic Forum.
How's Wednesdays. Fantastic Forum doing? How's that show doing? How are you guys doing over there?
Well, I think we're pretty good. I mean, we were ranked number two last week.
Yeah, ranked number. Isn't it kind of weird how the show that you didn't do live was higher ranked than the shows that you do live?
Well, I did chat live during the... it's like live tweeting, but at chat.allgames.com. I'm sure that got people interested.
You know that I'm gonna have to go in and update the what do you call that? I'm gonna have to go in and update the database because you guys didn't change the text again. You guys didn't change the wording again.
Hey, that's all back end stuff. I'm just talent.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to go on it and so it knows that you guys were. Because right now, it's like, I was like, what, nobody listened? I'm pretty sure, because I can see here that people are listening. Like, let me see how many people are listening. Yeah, that many people are listening, and this is not that number. So that means that you guys did not update that. But oh well, who cares? Now is not time for me to admonish anybody for not updating anything. Although I kind of just did.
Yeah, admonish the one guy that has nothing to do with any of that.
That's how it works. That's how it works. I was getting yelled at. I came this close to my head exploding, and I was getting yelled at for not making a phone call. Did you call this person? Can you call him? And they call him. I was like, kind of have a day off because the doctor said I should not do anything. Yeah, okay, that's good. Now go ahead and make that phone call. Simon Belmont says, Derek H., you should promote more. You should promote the 360 more every week, not destroy it. No. No. I refuse to do that because there's no reason to own a 360. If the Xbox One is backward compatible with the Xbox 360, why would you buy an Xbox? And you can buy an Xbox One for like $299. Why would you buy the Xbox 360 for $199? I don't get it.
I haven't turned on my Xbox in like 2 years.
Wait, your Xbox 360?
Yeah, the 360. Because I got Xbox One.
Yeah, it just dies. And then I know what people are gonna say, but Derek, you said the upgrades don't work. The Xbox One is not an upgrade for an Xbox 360. The Xbox One is a complete new system, but it's just so powerful it can emulate an Xbox 360. And notice that they waited 2 years before they turned that shit on. Okay. That's it. I think that's everything. I gotta find a song to play as I get out of here. Let me see. What type of music do you listen to, Oscar? I never even asked you that.
A little bit of everything, mostly rock though. I don't get too deep into the hip hop.
The hippity hoppity.
Yeah, that satanic hippity dippity doodah stuff.
I'm still big into K-pop. I have not migrated out of K-pop yet.
I tried it. I couldn't do it.
Look, I gotta tell you, it's not because the music's all that great. Because it's not. It's basically just standard. It is just because they're just such good performers. Like, they actually try to perform.
I get it. Hot young Korean girls make you happy. Whatever brings your blood pressure down.
Not just hot young Korean girls, though, because you can get hot young Korean girls on K-dramas, which are good, too. But, when you see, them, do dancing and stuff, they're actually better. You can tell if you watch any major, American group, dance, they're not in sync. They're, doing, three moves left and right. They're not doing, it's not even trying. Even if they have people whose job is just to dance, they're still not doing a good job. But K-pop, they are all boom. These people are putting their effort into entertaining me, and I appreciate that. That's all.
I'm gonna try Baby Metal. I keep hearing about this Baby Metal stuff.
Baby Metal's really good. I will play Karate from Baby Metal. I think I played it before, though. In fact, I know I played it before. Who cares? I'll play something different, my Baby Metal. Now it's taking all day just to find a stupid song to play. Good Lord. Why is everything taking so long? How about Headbanger, my Baby Metal? Give me a number 1 to 3.
2. 2.
Give me a number between 1 and 9.
7.
7, 6, 7. Blump, blump, blump. There you go. Baby Metal on the Stephen Colbert Show. That's what we're going to listen to. Okay. Bye, everybody. Don't forget to listen to all the other shows on the network, allgames.com. If you have any problems, send me a message, Derek@allgames.com, or even better on the Facebook. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Bye, everybody. Oh, it's going to be going to be an advertisement for 30 seconds. Shit!
Ah! 30 seconds? They don't even give you a skip button?
Nope. Nope. What's that? R9cast got flagged with which they do every time they upload anything. They got flagged with the copyright infringement thing. But Google now, they don't even turn it off. They're like, yeah, you were flagged with this episode of R9cast was flagged for copyright infringement. You don't got to do anything. We're just going to put a bunch of ads on top of it. So don't worry about it. I was like, okay. Basically, some other company's going to steal our money. So, okay. Bye, everybody.
Sure what I'm about to see. But I'm pretty excited about it. Here to perform Gimme Chocolate, please welcome Baby Metal.